USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal court has stopped the overreach by President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in 10 states. Those states are Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre when the order was first blocked.
Defending a policy is not a new thing from an administration, regardless if it's a Republican or a Democrat administration. This is something that happens all the time.
U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp explains why in a 32-page order Monday. Essentially, it says healthcare facilities under Biden's order had to choose between providing substandard care or providing no health care at all. Barbados in the Caribbean island chain has become a republic, replacing the British monarch after 400 years. Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, was in attendance at the midnight ceremony. Sandra Mason was sworn in as Barbados' first president. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Let's get an update on President Biden's partisan social spending bill.
Senate Democrats are negotiating amongst themselves on a key part of President Biden's economic agenda, a social spending bill, after the House passed it earlier this month. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise accuses Democrats of being careless when it comes to government spending on Fox Business.
Because they've spent trillions more dollars, we're about to max out our credit card again. And what is their answer? They passed over to the Senate trillions more in spending, Maria. And by the way, deficit spending, that'll all go to the debt. They don't care about who's going to pay for this.
Democrats argue the bill is paid for with taxes on wealthy Americans and is necessary for the United States to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic and address other issues like climate change and the rising cost of living. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden at the final presidential debate in October of 2020.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
350,000 Americans have died under the Biden administration. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News says Biden's socialists in his cabinet are making all the wrong decisions for America.
He has brought in so many left-wing, big government socialists all throughout the government. And their policies are so bad that it's almost inconceivable that they can turn this around right now. I mean, the fact is that big government socialism doesn't work. You see it every day on the border. You see it every day in inflation. You see it every day in energy policy. As you pointed out earlier, Afghanistan remains, I think, one of the most embarrassing moments in American international history. I never thought I'd see an American government abandon American citizens the way the Biden administration has. So I think this is going to continue to get worse. The American public, when they learn the details on almost every front, they're opposed to it.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.